YBA Podcast.
Welcome to the XYBA Podcast. This is episode 15, and it is October 13th. I am here with Andy. We're representing the 904, and representing
Duval in the house.
Representing the 217 is Sean and Nick from Illinois.
How you doing?
Hi.
What's going on, guys?
Yoed up for 217.
Hey.
That's where I went to high school.
All right, let's kick it off with games that we're playing. We'll start with Andy.
I'm still playing Halo 3, a little bit of Fear, but I just bought the Half-Life 2 Orange Box, and I've been playing that lately.
Is it worth buying?
It's five games in one.
Now, when people are saying five, it's like they're including the
Half-Life 2 Episode 1,
yeah,
Half-Life 2 Episode 2, Portal, and Team Fortress 2.
So I was going to get it, but when I was at the Target, the lady was like, I can't give it a C, and it was Wednesday. And she was like, because the release date isn't until, or street date isn't until Thursday. And I was like, I don't think that's right.
It's not. The street date was Wednesday.
Yeah, and then she checked her paper, and she's like, yeah, I can't give this to you. Probably won't even ring up. And I was like, well, yeah, whatever.
Although at the Best Buy, I went to the ghetto Best Buy instead of the good Best Buy, and they didn't have it on the shelves. I had to say, yo, where is the orange box? And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then a guy finally found it, and he said, here you go.
Nice, nice. I was thinking of getting it. Should I?
Yes.
Is the multiplayer busted?
I mean, you got some of your main problems that you usually have with games when they first come out. It's a little laggy. Don't go into games over 12 people. Stuff like that. Yep. But Portal is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Actually, I found they have a little song at the end of it, and it makes you just want to play it all over again. It is great fun. But yeah, Portal is a lot of fun. At first, you're just like, simple puzzle game, and then you start really getting into it, and the computer is insane and funny. And always threatening you.
That's the one where like you shoot like a portal and you jump through one end and come out the other. So you gotta you gotta shoot it just right to figure out how to get through stages. You want to hook this up?
Where's my speaker on this thing? It's hard to that's the song at the end.
Wow.
That's the voice that talks to you the whole game.
And so you already beat it?
Yeah.
How long is it?
It's not very long.
Yeah.
They say there's 19 levels, but there's actually a little bit more than that. But like the first ones you'll fly through, the last few get kind of difficult.
And do they fit this all on one disc?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Team Fortress 2, I was a little disappointed that you can't... you can't have more than one person playing on the same box.
That's weird.
But that's a typical problem with 360 games nowadays.
Yeah, you barely get the two-person split screen.
Yeah, I haven't played Half-Life 2 or Episode 1 or Episode 2 yet. Because I played them on the computer before, and they're great games, but I just haven't played them yet on the 360. Little background music. What are you playing these days, Josh?
We're not going to go Sean and Nick?
We will. We'll all go right after this.
I've been playing the Halo 3. That thing has been jipping me on some achievement points. I beat the third mission with more than 15,000 points doing the metagame, and my achievement never unlocked, so I got to go back through and do it again.
Shame.
Yeah.
Mine unlocked fine.
I don't know what it is. Like, I couldn't get the 10... the sniper thing, headshot honcho.
Yeah.
So I had to. You have to do it like a certain way if like it doesn't unlock for you easily. So you got to go to like a special stage and just use the human rifle and never drop it and do 10 headshots.
I don't know. I did it when we were playing through the first time on Legendary.
That's what I didn't understand. It was pissing me off. I was like, I'm going through here and I'm just doing headshots like crazy. Nothing's happening. And I got the Zelda Phantom Hourglass, which is pretty fun. I haven't played a Zelda game since the first one. So it was kind of, it's very linear. It's like you can't go do one thing without following like a certain path.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while they'll give you an option. You can go here, sidetrack a little bit, and then you got to go back to the main path. But yeah, it's extremely linear, and it's like kind of makes it boring for me. But I'm enjoying the boomerang a lot on that thing, doing a lot of grass cutting because you cut the grass and you get these rubies or whatever they are, earn some money. And I learned how to play some Misfit songs on the jam session. was hoping one of you guys would know how to sing it so I could play it while it went.
Not me.
You don't want us to sing.
So I'll just skip that.
All right. You can play us out at the end.
Yeah, I'll play it out at the end.
Sean, Nick, what have you guys been playing?
Well, last night I popped my 360 Cherry, thanks to Andy.
Thanks,
yeah. I got to play a little Halo 3, some Shadowrun,
yeah.
Little Guitar Hero,
yep.
And looking forward to playing some more Half-Life 2.
Yep. Yep, they came in last night, and I was like, here's a 360, enjoy, I'm going to bed.
And we were up to, what, about 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
Halo 3.
Yeah.
We almost got through it, but...
Yeah, not through the whole thing.
Through
the first level.
First level.
You guys were doing a campaign?
Yeah.
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 Well, I threw Sean into a multiplayer game right away, and he just kept getting killed a lot.
Bringing down your rank?
Right.
No, it was social.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. So I was like, I'll put you guys on campaign so you can understand the controls better. And they apparently had the same problem that we did when we first played through, and they're trying to get up the waterfall in that first level.
Couldn't figure out how to climb up the rocks.
Yeah, we spent a spoiler. Half hour on that.
You can't.
Turn around and go the other way.
Yeah, actually, I have a map that I'd like to try out that I built in Forge. And, man, let me tell you, making a map in Forge is a long process. And you can go back and delete the stuff that's already there, mm-hmm. and it'll give you more money so that you can build stuff. But I built one, it's Valhalla, and I put a bunch of portals everywhere so that you can portal to different parts of the map a lot faster. Try to make Valhalla more of a faster paced map than it is, because Valhalla's so big. If you don't have a vehicle, you're walking for a little bit. And so I built a bunch of portals everywhere so you can... Some of them you have to use the man cannons to launch into the air and hit them midair. But it was... God, probably took me like an hour to build this damn thing. And it's barely got anything in it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I haven't played with on Halo 3. It has Forge, and you can build your own maps. Well, you can manipulate the maps that are already there.
Yeah.
I haven't messed with it at all. I've done a lot of screenshots. I've got 49 out of the 50 possible screenshots on my hard drive.
And you also went pro?
Yep, I bought the Bungie Pro. I haven't actually looked at it since I did that, but...
No, what is the Bungie Pro?
It allows me to store... Bungie, like, with Halo 3, you can record clips. Like, you can save the games that you played, and you can go into them in the theater and go, like, detach your camera, zoom around the map, pause it, switch angles, all kinds of stuff. You can, like, look at the game from every angle that you just played.
Right, they covered that a little bit on G4's... Yeah. Countdown to
and
Halo.
It is amazing, and you can do screenshots, and if you're playing multiplayer, you can record smaller clips, like edit smaller clips. But if you have Bungie Pro, you have more. Bungie gives you more space on their hard drive to store stuff, so that you don't, because there's a limited amount of space that everybody gets.
Yeah,
if you do Bungie Pro, you're like renting more space from them.
6 slots to share with your friends.
And now I guess I have 25 slots.
That's a lot of slots.
I like slots.
And it's nice because, like, once you upload it on your Xbox 360. Not immediately, because they've been having some server issues, but you can go in and look at the pictures that you've saved, and you can actually go into other people's profiles and go, I want to download this video clip, and once you turn your Xbox back on, it'll start downloading the clips for you.
Yeah, or you can just grab their screenshots off of their Bungie account. So
yeah.
It's cool.
It's pretty nice. And you can also go on there and download other people's maps that they've made or game types.
So the maps don't just reside on the Xbox itself?
No, they reside on the disc, but
you can download the
variations to
them.
Yeah. Like if they change where the guns spawn or what type of weapons are on the map. Like they have like a map editor, but basically you just can add vehicles to it. You can change where the spawn points are, so you can have everybody spawn in the air if you want, or everybody just spawn in one location, even the bad guys. And you could just... I just laid down, like... I went through the map and I just started dropping grenades everywhere. So everywhere you walk, you're going to be picking up a grenade and stuff. But I ran out of money pretty fast. I was pretty disappointed. I was like, there's hardly any weapons on this map. Mostly vehicles.
Oh, and when they were playing campaign today, another friend of mine came over and I was showing him it. I put on the first level, normal. Normal is so easy.
Yeah, it's retarded easy.
I picked up the first skull. I just was running through... Brutes,
bashing
like,
people.
Punching them with it.
Yeah. So what did you guys think of the Halo 3?
I really liked it. I was looking forward to it for a long time. Didn't get to getting a lot of the vehicles I was hoping for.
They're like later on.
What's the big purple one, the Wraith?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to hijack that, but all it let me do was blow it up. So
that was my major disappointment, is like a lot of the good stuff you don't get until later, and then you barely get it. Like, how often is the Spartan laser in there? Maybe twice?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's
I hate the Spartan laser, though.
But in campaign, it's fun. Like, taking just shooting things in the sky and just watching them fall. But, yeah, it's...
like the big hammer.
Yeah, that's what I was surprised about, is they let you get that, like, on the first level.
Right. Now, is that the equivalent to the plasma sword in Halo 2?
I guess it's its own weapon.
The sword is still in there
in
certain maps. But they're similar, but they're different. Like, the sword, I think, is easier to use. The hammer, it's easier to hurt your friends with.
Yeah, the hammer is very short range. It's, like, got a lesser range than the sword, so...
Got myself into a little bit of a pinch there. I didn't realize it required ammo.
I don't get that either. You're just swinging it. I guess the magnetism that shoots out of it.
I was bashing grunts with it today. With
just the handle?
With the B button, and so it wasn't using up ammo, so I was just bashing them with it.
Yeah, they should add a different... because when you run out of ammo, it's the same type of bash.
Wasn't too thrilled with the chopper.
No.
Yeah.
They're hard to drive.
Very hard to control.
I think it's
good. I got killed a lot.
I think it's the instant turn on it that people aren't used to, because in like Halo games, it's like everything's got a radius, and that's just like, you could just fishtail every, like it just instantly turns and it's awkward.
Then we got stuck going off a cliff.
That was a lot of fun. We crossed a checkpoint like about a fraction of a second before we drove off a cliff.
Nice. And your mic towards your mouth.
Oh. Like this?
Yes.
Okay. We kept respawning and dying and respawning and dying, and we actually thought we had encountered a bug, but was relieved to find out that it, you know, had
after
a safety on there.
After they died enough times, it took them back to the other checkpoint.
They fixed that in Halo 2, because Halo 1 had that where, like, if you hit a certain part and you hit, like, a part where you just constantly die, it would just keep doing it, and then Halo 2, they're like, if it happens too many times, it'll boot you back even further.
I never encountered that in Halo 2, so... it was a new experience.
Nothing like checkpoint when you're flying off a cliff. Checkpoint!
That's why I won't
ride in the truck with Josh.
I drive good.
Mick just drove us off the cliff. Didn't even look where he's driving.
He did AI style.
I can't drive in real life either, so... it's a lot safer in Halo.
So you guys like the Shadowrun?
You know, it was getting a little bit of flack from Sean. I never played anything Shadowrun.
He never played D&D either.
Yeah.
I never. I played Vampire once.
Not much of an uber geek, I guess.
I'm a big fan of Shadowrun, and there was a lot of things that you just couldn't do in the game that if you're used to the actual paper game. Can't really
name only. That's all it was.
Yeah, I think they're dead after this.
They are. The FASA closed their doors.
Mm. They even going to come out with new maps or anything?
Nope.
Wow.
They've got like two guys still on staff who are handling any problems with the game. But
that's sadness.
Yeah. Sean's Sean's probably the biggest Shadowrun fan that I know. He's been trying for years to get the license to make a movie in it.
That's right. For the last since 2003, I've been trying really hard to get the rights, the copyrights to make a film out of it.
It's a narrative. I don't know why they made it into a multiplayer only game.
They could have done a lot better with it.
Yeah.
I was had high expectations, and I've been waiting to see it and waiting to play it, and now I'm just kind of not that impressed with it.
Team Fortress. That's a multiplayer only game.
Yeah.
They did it right.
But that was always a Team Fortress. It was always a multiplayer only. The original.
Somebody should grab it up again and do it right this time. Yeah.
Microsoft still owns the rights to it.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Let me have it.
And of course, the Guitar Hero. That's everybody.
It was fun. I mean, I only played a couple times. About three times.
Sean got 96% of the way through Possum Kingdom on easy and got booed off the stage.
Yes.
That was me. I was the one booing. I don't have
the coordination, I guess.
Guitar Hero was kind of fun. You know, I'd played it once before, extremely drunk, and I did a little bit better this time.
Yeah, hey, you did a lot better than I did.
Santana played Freebird for them.
Oh, yeah.
12-minute song.
He did pretty good.
Yeah,
he
did. What, do you play it on medium?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it long?
Freebird, 904, represent.
All right.
So we're going to do some news.
Yeah,
should got I that song ready?
Oh, let me get it here. Here goes.
Now bringing you gaming news.
I love the news.
Gotta so hook it up here. Yeah. Oh man, I'm so embarrassed. All right, let's see here.
I live vicariously through the news.
News. That's our new gaming news song.
I'll work on something. I had something, but I forgot what the chords were in. I don't remember the letters.
That's it. Slacker. I feel cheated.
That's the most song we've had so far.
I gotta get with
usually,
Grant.
Josh just sings.
News.
I'm like, news, 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 gaming news.
Yes, like that. And we told him to stop doing it.
That was kind of weak.
All right, gaming news. First off, Bungie, thanks Zac Efron.
I thought that was
take it away, Josh.
Well, they had a weekly update, and on the weekly update, they thanked a bunch of people at the end, and Zac Efron's name was in there, and I guess they thanked him because he was looking all pretty and stuff when they did the Halo launch in Washington.
And for people who aren't 13-year-old girls, who is Zac Efron?
High School Musical and High School Musical 2. He was on the cover of Vogue, I think, with his shirt unbuttoned.
Ooh.
And he was also on Firefly.
Was he the guy who... No, he wasn't.
He played the doctor when he was a young boy.
Yeah. That's why I don't know who he is.
I don't remember the doctor's name.
Simon,
yeah. And Garfunkel.
No.
No.
Yeah, wasn't that his sister, Garfunkel?
No. River.
Yeah.
Simon Close. Tan. River Tan.
So they're Asian?
Yep. Everybody's Asian in the future. you know?
We got away with cussing. All the Chinese people are like, oh my god, they just said bad words.
All right, Saints Row 2 coming out 2008 for PS3 and 360. Highlights include you can be both genders. Not
Yay.
At once.
I've always wanted to be both genders.
Not at once.
I'm Raphidite.
I'm confused. There's a bulge in his pants and in his chest.
You can customize your gang. There are boats,
like
helicopters,
that.
And motorbikes. Larger map, co-op campaign. I like the co-op campaign.
Yeah, that's going to be good. It's kind of like, you know, Crackdown, but yeah. Hopefully a lot
but
better.
But gangsta.
Yeah. You can hold the gun sideways now.
I'm going to be sagging my pants. I know that. With the left leg rolled up.
And I like that you can customize your gang. Because I was sitting there looking at my gang before, and I was like, ugh. I want to make mine all a bunch of, like, a punkers.
I like that. Wait, you didn't like that they all wore purple and were kind of...
Yeah. It was kind of like, what is this, like the 90s?
They all wore purple, and there was like five of them. They owned
all
a block.
It was like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air got a gang together, and it was like, hey, come on, everybody wear these bright purple colors.
It's good for target practice.
No wonder this gang sucks. Nobody feared them. And I hope like what they do is like on this one, because like the last Saints Row had like three lines of dialogue. What they should do on this one is like require that you put the headset on, and then that you record the dialogue, so when the dialogue comes on, you don't get that... Hey, you got new shoes. Because that's what he sounded like. He sounded like he had Down syndrome.
I think that is a horrible idea.
Nah, that'd be cool. That way it'd be in your own voice.
Why do I want to hear my own voice talking to me when random people are walking past me on the street?
He never even said anything when people walked by him on the street. Remember?
No, not my guy. I was just saying my guy should
say
it. I thought you meant like for the random people
No. So like when he does deliver his three lines, it's in your voice.
Yes, it's true. For a good portion of the Saints Row 1, I thought that the guy couldn't talk.
Yeah, I thought he was a mute. Everything he did was just shrugs and hand gestures. Yeah. And then finally he talks and he says the dumbest crap. And he has the dumbest voice.
Now you know why.
You can't get them shoes. That's what he would talk like. And I was just like, that is retarded.
I wouldn't say anything in public either. Come on.
He was just following the advice of Benjamin Franklin.
And that way if you are doing the girl, you could even try to do a girl's voice. I'm gangsta, bitch. Or at least have, like, the, like, your...
No, that idea won't work.
Or at least have, like, battle cries or something that you can yell out.
You can yell that out anyways.
But nobody would hear it, like, in-game.
Let's hear your battle cry, Andy.
Get it, bitches.
That's not a battle cry.
You've been pwned.
You can do better than that.
It's more of a warning.
But I kind of look at it. I like Saints Row 1 minus all the bugs.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my friend in Champagne to take some pictures of the building so that when we have more news, we can have some original pictures.
Oh, they're from Illinois?
Yeah, they're in Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, cool.
I drove past them this summer. When
oh,
I
yeah,
was
that's
there.
Right. You did say that.
You
I
didn't
forget.
Even wave.
I was like,
Should I stop
I should get some pictures later, and then I never did.
Yeah.
And also, Saints Row 2 will include a multiplayer mode that uses the campaign map. And that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, because it was kind of lame that they made these little other
maps. I mean, that's how most of the games... Like, Halo 3, you don't play multiplayer in the... You know.
I wish.
Yeah, I wish you could play it. Like, I love it when you can play in a map that you play in the campaign.
Yeah, Attack on the Control Room would have been the best map on Halo 1.
Because there's always spots that I'm finding. I'm like, this would be an awesome place to shoot somebody if I hadn't already killed everybody.
This would be a great place for Banshee fights. They need a level where it's just vehicle fights, like aircraft fights. I was going to say air vehicles, and I was like, that's not right. So just keep it down. All right, so what else is up?
In case you haven't heard, coma victims, people possibly in prison or wards. What are you doing?
Just turning on this mic.
Bungie has split from Microsoft.
Oh, no.
They are no longer under the total control of Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently means nothing.
Yeah. They're still going to be building Halo games, but now they're also going to be able to build other games.
Yeah. Now they can do what they want instead of what Microsoft tells them to.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious who has the Halo Bible, though. Like... Does Microsoft have it? Because if they do, that's trouble. But if Bungie still has control over what comes out of it, I think they're pissed with the whole, hey, let's have Master Chief on Mountain Dew and Doritos and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because they were pretty upset with Microsoft, so they went behind Microsoft's back and introduced the beta to a bunch of troops in Iraq without telling Microsoft, and Microsoft was kind of pissed about it. And they did that for...
That's because they had the beta included with Crackdown.
Yeah, that's what it was. They're insulted. Which Crackdown is a great game.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You can throw cars at people. Who doesn't like that?
Or you can pick it up with people still in it.
Yep. That's one way to get your friends into the different places.
Get in
this car, I'm going to throw it over the wall.
That's what Saints Row need, is like, all of a sudden it turns into superpowers. And shoot rays out of your
eyes. That's infamous for the PS3.
Oh, really? They're going to do that?
Well, they're doing a kind of Crackdown, but it's more darker, grittier.
That's how Superman should have been. Should have been like Crackdown. They should have had those guys build the Superman game. Instead, you had cars that were basically boxes.
I never played it.
It was horrible. I played the demo. It was pretty sad. It looked like Xbox One game. Like, release. First gen.
Your mom's first gen. Rebuttal?
How do you respond to that?
Moving on.
Manhunt 2 revisions have been rejected by the British Board of Film Classification. They don't think Rockstar has made enough changes that they wanted. So no Manhunt 2, Brits.
They could still order it from America, then.
Does anybody care about the British?
The British?
Anybody?
Just people in the UK.
No. Yeah, they could still order it from America, because it's not like Germany, where if they ban it and you have it, it's like 5 years in prison.
That's so bizarre, going to prison for owning a video game. Contraband. I guess that's like if you owned Cuban cigars here, you'd go to jail. It's like, I just got a cigar.
I think you better hide those.
Hey, I've only got one left.
Which and you... he's storing it in a good spot.
Yeah,
he'll never find it.
Let's hope not.
So Manhunt 2 comes out later this month. I don't care.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know a Wii or whatever other system is coming on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not coming out
it's
on
like
360.
It's like a Wii, a PS2, and...
PS3, else. I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
So odd.
I don't know. Like I said, I always hear that Manhunt 1 was not good.
I wouldn't say it's not good. I played a little bit at Charlie's, and it was fun. Yeah. I could see it getting boring. It'd be like Condemned. How many bum fights can you watch?
Condemned, though, kept it going because it was scary as hell.
Yeah, I guess when you have nothing but blackness and then a torch or a flashlight shining your way for a long time, yeah. And they're coming out with another Condemned. Looks exactly
Condemned
like one.
Condemned 2.
They didn't even upgrade the engine on that thing.
They're making a Condemned movie also.
Who's directing that?
I don't know.
Probably the guy who directs all the video game ones.
other changes in companies, EA buys BioWare. But Mass Effect is still on schedule and still Xbox 360 exclusive. So apparently it's not changing anything in the near future.
And BioWare owns the IP, so Microsoft doesn't. For Mass Effect.
So you're saying that BioWare could put Mass Effect out for other things?
If they wanted to.
Why would they want to? They've spent like 10 years making this game.
I was wondering if, because when they named it off, because it's not just BioWare that they bought somebody else with
it. Yeah, some other smaller company.
Begins with a P, I forget. But they did Star Wars Command and something, I forget. But I was wondering if they bought them because EA maybe wants to get a hold of the Star Wars franchise. Because it's like they got BioWare who did the KOTOR and then that company. And then all you got is LucasArts. Maybe a couple other companies that might
I don't think they're going to buy out LucasArts.
Well, no, but that way they'd have like the control over the Star Wars franchise a little bit better.
You can't say Star still.
Star Wars. Star Wars. Star Wars.
Very nice.
All right, moving on.
I went over 28,000 gamer points this week. That's news.
And maybe if you put 30,000, what kind of a landmark is 28,000?
It's Andy.
I've got 28,053 gamer points. How many do you have, Josh?
He's up to like Marlo.
3,000? 4,000?
In your face!
Man, those things got you by the balls. Achievement points for Andy. It's like a drug.
It is. Washington Wizards star Gilbert Arenas has admitted to boosting on Halo 3, and I have personally called him out on our blog. So, Gilbert Arenas, if you want to play Halo 3 against somebody who's not a booster, bring it. But you probably don't.
Now, for those of you who don't know, what is boosting?
I don't know.
Boosting is where you artificially boost your gamer score or your rank or whatever. Basically, he's been doing a lot of Halo 3 games where his friends will just let him win or everybody else will quit out, so he'll win. So then his rank goes up in Halo 3, even though he's not actually beating anybody.
So, if he so actually you're saying gets... he's a big pussy, pretty cheater. Much.
That is one way of saying it.
If he ever gets into like a game with real people, he's going to get smashed.
Yeah, he's like rank 42.
Yeah, it's like, I would not want to go against those guys.
Yeah, the first thing I read about it, because it's been on a lot of gaming sites, and it said, oh, he only does social ones, so it's only affecting his experience, not his rank. But then I looked at his account, and he's rank 42.
Yeah, so he's doing it. I don't know how he'd do it in matchmaking.
And he's never played a
campaign
once, because he has zero kills, zero deaths in campaign.
Maybe he doesn't have the meta on. He might not have the meta on. But then it would say in his thing, though, it would show at least still playing.
No, yeah, he doesn't even have like the little thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Chain. Sports figures. Letting us down again. Poor role models for the kids.
Boosting. Juicing.
That's right.
Yeah.
He says, it's just like the steroids. But for my gamer score.
And it's a lot safer.
Until I find out about it.
That's right.
I got a guy on my friends list who does nothing but boost.
I know. The guy that you boosted Prey with.
Yeah. Hey, how else am I going to get those points on Prey? Nobody plays the game.
I know, there's only you and that guy.
Now it's nobody. We left. We got our points and we're gone.
You should delete that guy.
I might need to boost sometime.
I can't believe you boost and your score's so low.
I just boosted him once for Prey. I needed the points. I'm not addicted to it anymore, though.
Speaking of addiction, China is trying to combat online addiction in some of its students. Some Chinese students are banning first-year students from owning computers. The freshman dorm networks are shut down, and freshmen are only allowed to log onto the internet with permission. And that includes freshmen who are majoring in computer science.
Wow.
Yay, communism.
So they hope this will help students concentrate on their studies instead of online gaming.
Well, I guess if anything, they could just go to the computer lab.
There's not one in the freshman dorms, though.
But there's got to be computer labs somewhere on the campus. Mm,
don't know. It's China.
Well, I guess they can.
It's Chinatown. Leave it alone.
I guess they can use real notepads and write their code that way.
That's right.
Oh, the C++. Gotta do it all on a real... yeah.
They're using a stylus and a parchment.
Yeah. It's got a feather on the end. Well, that sucks for them.
It's kind of drastic, I guess. Don't they just close down all the internet cafes?
Yeah, just make it so you can't have internet service in the building.
Do they have internet cafes?
Well, that's where you always hear like about the Korean people or the Chinese people dying after playing like 48 hours straight of World of Warcraft in the internet cafe. Why doesn't the internet cafe close down?
Yeah, it's weird. It's 24/7.
See? Feeding the addiction.
Man, they're like, dude, this guy's just pumping in money.
Keep it coming. Oh, that guy died. Get his credit card. From now on, you have to leave a credit card if you're going to play for more than 8 hours.
This is the dead man's seat. This is for serious gamers only.
12 hours, pussy. Get out of here.
This seat is rated for only 48-hour blocks. All right, moving on.
How we always mock the dead. It's our way of coping.
It's because they can't fight back.
And they don't listen to our podcast, so.
Just like most of the people in the world.
I thought you were going to say just like Moses.
Moses also doesn't listen to us. Microsoft is suspending Xbox Live members for about 24 hours when they have inappropriate gamer models. So no longer is it just your name.
Wow.
It's your gamer model as well. The first person that brought this to light in any of the things I saw was Cheapy D.
Why, what's his say?
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Wait, if it's safe to say bitches on, like, daytime broadcast...
Nope.
Yeah.
Check your code of conduct, Josh.
Weird.
Yeah, they think that that's just... they're not, like, spot-checking them. They're just running them all through filters. And, like, if it hits certain words or similar to certain words... 24 hours off the Xbox Live.
So are they going to take out... Well, I guess you can't do dollar signs, pound sign.
No, they caught some people with that stuff already.
Oh, okay. So they... Can you even write that in your thing? The dollar pound sign?
I don't know. They had some weird symbol on one of the guys I saw that got banned.
No, why don't they want you to do that?
Code of conduct. You're not supposed to swear or say inappropriate
racial
things or have it in your name.
You're saying they're...
Because, yeah, when you go online and play...
Like, if you look at...
You can't... You have your name shit, and you also can't have your name dollar sign hit.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. But there's...
What?
We saw a lot of that. I mean, I heard a lot of that when we were playing. I mean, all the...
Too bad they can't do the voice filter.
Yeah, it's not working well, but for things that are actually typed in, they're going through and banning people for that stuff.
I report people all the time on there. I try to use it, but nobody seems to care. Everybody's... Like, people just get on there and just, hey, you fag nigger! And it's just like, nobody reports them. And so...
All we heard today was asshole, asshole,
yes.
Asshole.
There was a guy singing an asshole song.
And everybody turned around on his same team and shot him. Pushed him out the window.
It was on Shadowrun.
Yeah.
That guy was nice. Like, he kept chanting. He's like, I forget it. The guy who is talking about is like A shot or something. A shot's an asshole, asshole, asshole. And he just kept doing that.
Nice. Was he 12?
Sounded 27.
Wow.
And good news for you, Josh. Bungie already hard at work on new maps that they are going to release for downloadable content for Halo 3.
Did they say when?
Of course not.
Yeah. They've already said when the game released, they're like, we're working on the maps. And people are like, how many maps? A good plenty.
I know they're working on at least two.
Two. That's a good plenty.
That's all I saw them talking about was two.
Yeah.
And I like that they always code name them. Like, oh my god, if I actually knew the real name, I would just kill myself.
You'd be like, wow, that describes it all. Hang them high. I know what that map is.
Thank you for spoiling it for me.
Valhalla. Sounds big.
Sounds heavenly.
Yep, that's it. That's the news.
All right. So the roundtable discussion is...
We're going to talk to Sean and Nick about, since it was their first time using 360, what they thought, you know, the live, the game, the controls, all that junk.
Okay.
So first, since we were talking about it, you guys got to experience some of the bad points of Xbox Live.
Yeah.
What do you think about the voice? Like, they weren't wearing headsets because we were just goofing around, so I didn't have the headset plugged in, so it kept coming through the TV.
Oh, that'd be more annoying. At least on the headsets, you could mute it, like, to take it off.
Everybody wanted to ban certain people because they were so good, I guess.
Yeah, one of the games... One of the guys on our team kept trying to ban a guy from the other team because he was kicking our ass.
And the guy that was trying to do it had, like, negative 1,800 because he kept on killing his own guys or something.
Yeah.
I just didn't get that, why people... it's a challenge, you know? I mean, it makes you better.
I wouldn't call that a 360 well...
it's an Xbox Live experience.
Yeah. Sadly, that part...
Which that was another first for me, Xbox Live. Never had the original Xbox hooked up to the internet, so... Yeah. Fun stuff.
What do you think about the communication? Even though I wouldn't let you communicate with people.
The communication?
Yeah, like how people can talk to each other.
Oh, God. Just chanting, you know, asshole. You know, it gets kind of repetitive, and thank God you can mute that.
Right? Yeah. So. But it's a nice step, like if you think about, like... Right. Like, that you could just talk to 12 other fucking people at the same time. Right. It's pretty amazing.
If we all got in a room together, that would be great, you know. Because I never know when somebody's sneaking up behind me to kill me. Hey, look behind you, Schroeder.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when they introduced the voice communication to Counter-Strike, you know, thought that was best thing in the world, you know.
Was it a lot
of fun.
Was it as bad, like, people talking the way they do on live? Or were they more mannered?
More mannered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but
now on live it's kind of hit or miss. Like sometimes people will just be cursing and singing and doing whatever and being just annoying for no reason.
Yeah.
Other times you get people who are really good at talking about what's going on and communicating as a team, but you know, it's hit or miss.
Yeah, I'm really kind of surprised to learn the extent of the vocabulary of 8-year-olds.
they learn 3 words and they
where are their parents?
Let's see if I can go down this list of 4-letter words.
But overall, I like the 360, or the games that I played on it. Like I said, disappointing in Shadowrun, but that's just because I'm
where you're coming
from.
Yeah.
You gotta love the wireless controllers.
Yeah, that is great.
I'm glad everybody went that way too. A little disappointed in Rock Band giving you a wired guitar, then.
That's because they want you to buy Guitar Hero 3 so you can get the wireless from there.
And I thought I saw that you could buy a wireless one for the 360, and people are now saying you can't.
I think you can for Guitar Hero 3.
I'm not getting no Guitar Hero 3.
Have I taught you nothing, Josh? It's all about the money.
I know that, but...
And then on the way over here, we were talking about how if your Xbox gets banned... You have to buy another one?
If you're modding or whatever, right. Then Microsoft will ban you from Xbox Live. So the only way to get back on is buy another one.
Just follow the rules. How hard is that?
Yeah. There's a code of conduct. You should read it.
Yes. Plan on updating that faceplate on there? Because like, I remember I have friends who like have modded their old Xbox. And I mean, man, the modifications that people do these things are so nice. Like, they'll build like little LCD screens on there and stuff. One guy had Linux running on it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and I've seen like you can see through ones, and you can play all the old games off the hard drive.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But what do you guys normally play? Like on what console or platform?
I don't have any consoles.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. I don't have a console anymore at home. Don't really do much PC gaming either.
I have a wife and kids, so I don't get to do much of nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a life anymore.
No.
They used to do more computer gaming, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a lot of Counter-Strike in the day, and I still get on there every now and then.
I do probably some Neverwinter Nights. They had Neverwinter Nights 2 came out. That was pretty nice. So
my computer can't run it. My video card sucks.
I've actually been kind of wanting to try out EverQuest 2. I played EverQuest 1 for a while and got addicted and had to quit. But
I want somebody to come up with new gaming. It's just, I don't know, I just feel like it's the same stuff over and over and over again. I want somebody to break the mold.
Yeah, so. Hitting the same genres too many times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, first-person shoot-'ems, you know.
RPGs.
Yeah, it's just, somebody come up with something
different.
How about
a second-person like hug what? Game?
What do you want to see?
I don't know. I want some spice, you know. Just throw
some
it in.
Spice.
There.
I play the guitar on my DS.
What, you want like Stripper Hero or
that could, you know,
Stripper Hero?
Leisure Suit Larry. Remember those games?
I remember Leisure Suit.
Yeah,
he was
the
man.
Yeah.
They made a
he got all
one
the chicks
a few years ago.
What,
it was like his nephew.
What?
Yeah. like Leisure Suit Larry Magna Cum Laude or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I hear bad things about it, but...
Why don't we have a hooker game, you know? Who can score the most crack or smack or...
I'm sure they're
the most
okay.
Johns or something.
Upgrade to a newer pimp.
Right. Yeah, we'll move to Florida,
Los Angeles. Get banned.
Oh. Maybe we create a banned section gaming.
Don't you know there's only been, what, 27 adult-only games released in the United States ever?
Mm.
And most of those were porn games.
I was reading a little debate on that in the magazine in your bathroom earlier. Adult-only. Censorship sucks. It really does. You know,
damn,
if you don't like something, don't buy it.
Right.
I know a solution to the censorship. Lock all the kids up until they're 18, then let them out.
The censor the kids.
That's the problem these days. You know, we shelter them so much that when they actually do get out there,
they're like, "What?
Don't know what the fuck they're doing."
That's why.
And then you end up with
the Europeans
like Sean
have
here.
It right.
What? My kids play Rita Rabbit.
Rita Rabbit.
Yeah, she's 3 and she's doing like the sixth grade stuff. So for Rita Rabbit.
Yeah.
You know what helped her?
No.
A gaming system.
I thought about the Wii for her, you know?
No.
No?
Say you're getting it for the kids.
That's right. Help exercise, get some of the fat off.
Yeah, they come out
the Wii
look
who's
fit.
Talking.
I know, that comment was for me.
Yeah, we should get you some Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, I need some.
Although I wouldn't want to watch that.
You can get the exercise with the Guitar Hero.
There you go.
One arm will just get worked out.
I get out of sync with it, and I start rocking, and it's not a pretty sight. So, Andy was in the room when I was doing that, and I was like, well.
I was.
It's probably not best that somebody sees it.
By the way, the house across the alleyway, they can see right into the living room.
You know what somebody should do is build a Guitar Hero stage and then have like a big old screen, and then where PAs would go, you just put monitors and then have people actually playing it out to a crowd.
You know, Santana has that idea that he wants to run a bar where Guitar Heroes are like...
Everywhere?
Not everywhere, but like...
Like a karaoke?
Section. Yeah.
That'd be nice, especially when Rock Band comes out. It'd be pretty fun. I mean, I feel sorry for his equipment. That shit would get all gunky with whatever he's selling.
That's what I said.
Would it have vegan food there?
No.
I can't go there.
Josh is vegan.
I wouldn't go. Sorry, Santana. Your bar sucks.
You don't drink.
Yeah, I don't drink, so.
I'm sure they serve french fries. You can eat those, right?
Depends on what he cooks it in. Is it going to be like that lard? Can't have it when it's baked in the lard.
Peanut oil?
It should be. Peanut oil. Unless he's dipping some other chicken wings in there, too.
You gotta be efficient. Everything goes in the same.
That's right.
We're cooking the drinks in there, too.
And the meth.
No. You said we weren't going to talk about that.
So did you guys get to play with the dashboard end of the 360 at all?
No. I don't even know what that is.
No.
They just played games.
Because one of the things that the 360 is supposed to be doing, I haven't heard anything about it, but IPTV...
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to make it so that your Xbox will become a cable box. And I don't know how they're going to make it so that your Xbox would be basically a cable box running through the internet cable. But yeah, they're going to make it so that you can actually flip channels on it. And they said it's just like regular cable. It's instantaneous, but I haven't seen it come out.
I will say that I've really been looking forward to IPTV.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yep.
Good stuff. And Netflix already has movies downloadable
online,
I believe. And,
yeah.
Haven't tried it yet, but...
I have. It's not bad.
Yeah.
What's the resolution on it?
Come on, Andy.
I don't really watch TV. I just mostly listen to it. Like, it's on usually over there, and I'm doing stuff over here, and, like, I'll glance at it every once in a while.
For our listener, Andy is actually blind. You should hook it up through there.
Then it would be too loud. The computer sings to you at the end of Portal. How can you not like that?
I don't like that song.
You would if you played it.
I don't think so.
Well, you wouldn't get to the end.
What does that mean?
You gotta be smart. It's a puzzle game.
Jerk.
I am a jerk.
Moving on.
So overall, thumbs up,
thumbs
down.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Good time.
Much better than the Atari.
So if you ever get one, you can play with me online. When
minus
your
the graphics. They're pretty similar.
By the time I get one, you'll probably upgrade to something else.
The Xbox at 400.
I doubt it, man. Xbox keeps putting out new SKUs. It's like...
Yeah, they just keep upgrading the systems that they're putting out. That's what I was telling you in the car, is that...
But it could be 10 years before I get one.
It'll could probably be 10 years before I can afford one.
Right. That's what I was...
No, they're coming down. They're coming down.
$350. Starting at the end of this month, you get two free games with it.
You can get one for $280 now.
Do you get to pick your...
No, it's Forza Motorsport 2 and Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Wow, those are some good games right there.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance can play up to four people on the same box.
Wow.
That was the other thing that I didn't like. You know, you had to play basically online with a lot of the games.
Yeah, that's how a lot of games are going nowadays, and it is kind of annoying, but...
You just need to be more sociable.
No.
That's the problem
Isn't
I have.
Isn't the purpose of gaming is not to be social?
Not anymore.
That's the problem I have, is that I have to play with these people I don't know on the internet, and I don't like most of them. I'm like, you're a jerk. Stop talking to me.
Yeah, I'm amazed that some of the people have, like, all 99 friend slots filled up. It's like, really? Do you actually play with all 99 of your friends?
I go through and delete some every once in a while.
I don't even think I have 20.
I got 26.
That's actually, maybe you can enlighten me on this, Andy. As we were playing a couple of different games, you know, messages would pop up on the screen that so-and-so wants to play, or I forget exactly what
they would even just
were,
be like, hey,
are those people
online
in your friends list
yes.
that have come online?
Any of the
online
things pop up, those are our friends list, so it's either, if it says so-and-so is online, that's a friend that just logged on, or if it's so-and-so wants to play, then... Those can be people who aren't your friends, but they have to pull you out from games that they played before.
Do you ever get any messages, so-and-so wants to kill you? No?
Not from people I don't know.
No.
You can send voice messages through Xbox Live or text messages, so.
Yeah.
I prefer the text ones, because I usually check it on my computer.
Yeah, because then you got to plug in the headset.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
Do they cost you?
No.
Like on Sprint?
It's $60 a year for the service.
Right? Oh.
$50.
$50, yeah. But it's a good service. I mean, like, I can go online and type up, like, if I'm on my computer at work and Andy's got the day off, I can go on and see if he's on. I can shoot him a text message real quick and he'll see it on his 360.
Huh.
Yep. And you can download demos and trailers and movies. You can actually download whole movies now.
Yeah. TV shows.
Those cost money, but it's like a rental fee.
Yeah. Except for the TV shows. Don't you own those?
The TV shows you own, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The movies.
Movies, they're temporary.
Destroy themselves after so long.
Yeah. Your Xbox blows up. It's a pain in the ass.
That's where those red rings come from.
Yep.
Oh, that's some other news. Eric's 360, for those of you who didn't hear, died again.
He's not happy.
He wasn't happy before.
He hates Xbox big time now.
He hated Xbox before he bought an Xbox.
Yeah, but now it's even more. It's like, man, you just threw some fuel on the fire now. He's like, I'll go out of my way to play some of your games.
I'm still running on the original one that I bought.
That's not wood.
Yeah.
Nah, it is. So you're safe. Alright, games that we're looking forward to? I'm looking forward to Orange Box.
Already out.
I'm looking forward to Mass Effect.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Because my Halo universe has kind of come to a halt, so I need a new universe to lag onto.
Mass Effect. They've got robots and aliens, too.
Yeah, and ever I read the novel, I like it, and they're actually coming out with like a special edition, and with the special edition, it's going to come with a book that does like a character like race breakdown, that they basically what they've been doing online, where they're going down and breaking down each race and their role in the universe of Mass Effect. So I think I get the special edition on that one. Because I like the Mass Effect universe. It's really well fleshed out for a game that's just coming out for its first time.
Epic sci-fi RPG.
Yeah.
And that combines first-person shooter.
And they've already got a really well
You might want to check universe. It out there, Sean. It might be what you're looking for with your spice.
Yeah. I think you'll like it. It's a really good universe with a lot of different races. Even a robot race.
How about somebody make, from the cartoon series like Transformers, make a game that's massive online role playing for
I don't
Transformers.
Like massive online.
No?
GoBots MMO.
There you go.
You know, I always wanted to take Transformers as a kid, but I got GoBot.
I had a GoBot, and then I saw the Transformers commercials. I gotta have that.
What about G.I. Joe for, like a StarCraft or something like that? You build up your Cobra army. And,
yeah, that'd be cool. Know,
that I'd like that.
Halo's doing one.
So, but they don't ever shoot anybody. They always miss.
Yeah, like, it'd be non-violent, too. Like, the aircraft, you'd always see people parachuting out of.
That's right.
The guy makes it out of the tank just in time.
He-Man?
The blue and red lasers.
What about that?
You're just digging up old stuff. Fag.
What?
Is there even enough characters in He-Man?
You can make them regenerate it, you know? Just make up your own as you go.
I would like an attack track of like my own.
A Merman or a Panther, you know, or Skeletor or...
Many faces.
No. Yeah.
My problem is that usually anything that they take that's already been around, they just butcher it.
Right.
And make it suck.
Somebody do it right this time, you know?
Well, but when you... would you play as, like, He-Man, or would you play as Prince... whatever, what was his name? Prince Albert?
That was his alter
Prince
ego.
Adam.
Prince Adam. That's Prince Albert.
But I don't know. Maybe you play as him or somebody defending
Orko.
His... Yeah.
Orko. I want to play as Cringer. No, he's Battle Cat now.
Okay, maybe He-Man was not a good idea. But G.I. Joe. Or
would She-Ra get into the mix as well? G.I. Joe I could see, because they have the generic characters that could fill in those massive armies.
You had to put She-Ra in there for the nice bikini or something like that.
I'm checking out my sister.
Now you know why Sean isn't allowed to play games now that he's married.
And then just mix universes. Just throw in the Thundercats and the Silverhawks. Just put them all in there.
Clash them.
What about Voltron?
Voltron just jumps in for no reason.
Yeah. I would love that.
They're making a Voltron
movie.
I
miss Voltron.
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Really? I'll have to go see that.
Is it going to be like the Transformers movie? Or
I doubt it. Where
it was
be
terrible?
Good.
I didn't like Transformers.
I know.
Hated it.
I'm looking forward to Kane and Lynch. Should be some good co-op on the same box fun.
And you said it was the guys making Hitman, right?
Yeah.
I got really excited when I saw the scene where he goes into the club, and I was like, wow, this is just like Hitman. And then you told me it was like from the creators of Hitman. I was like, that's why. Okay.
Yes, it's like a cross between Hitman and the movie Heat.
Yeah.
And I'm also looking forward to Army of Two, because it's also good co-op fun. I like me some good co-op.
See, you like to get online and socialize.
No, I like to be able to play on the same box.
Then you gotta share a screen.
We got a big screen.
It's still not the same.
Yeah. I mean, because then it's more panoramic.
And then I can be like, watch out behind you, fool! And I don't have to wear anything on my head.
Yeah, I hate wearing the shit on my head, too. Oh, I'm also looking at Glory Days. That comes out, I think, on the 16th of this month. That's the DS game.
You and your DS games.
Hey, portability is where it's at, bitch.
Lies.
Get with the program.
No.
All right. You guys looking forward to anything besides naked pictures of me?
Those are free to all our guests.
Are those posted out on the site?
I'll pull them up here after the show.
Okay.
Please don't.
Hey, Ashley, where are those pictures of me you took today?
Too much headroom.
They're not going to care. They're not going to get turned on by it.
Sean might.
It's on my desktop.
On yours?
Nick, we know where you got that cigar hidden.
So,
no,
Andy, my bad. Oh, you guys get looking.
No, I'm not. I don't know what's coming out. So.
Yeah, you know, I really don't either. So
they get all their information from the magazine on my bathroom.
Make something up.
Look into He-Man, the video game. That would make a good game.
I want somebody to do Cobra, or the G.I. Joe, so I'm looking for that.
Looking forward to that. Maybe a Lingerie Party 5.
We used to have a pitch your game idea section, but...
We got rid of it because all our game ideas are stupid.
What are you talking about? Grand Theft Auto Zombie? That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Just, like, everything's like, or Grand Theft Auto Monsters.
Yes, I know.
You fight, like, when it turns nighttime, the vampires would come out.
Oh, yeah.
During the day, you're just running over, zombies going to one mall, pick them up, bring them back. You got missions up the ass on that thing.
I was fine with the idea. The other guys didn't like it, but we already went through all that, like, 10 podcasts ago.
It'd be awesome.
Have there been any good zombie games out?
Not like that.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising is good. That's
I haven't played that.
I've got it at home.
You should play it. It's a really fun zombie game. Take them down into the basement with a car. And you'll just be like, oh my god!
Left 4 Dead's coming out. That's a zombie.
That's the one where it's multiplayer, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I just know that you guys told me it wasn't the zombie game. And it is. Misinformed.
Oh, if you play the Zelda Phantom Hour on the DS, there's a little bit of like Crisis style on there. You get to whack down trees and vegetation.
No.
You guys should get, if you play on PC, Crisis. It's going to be tight. The Crisis engine is insane. You shoot at trees and the trees get mowed down.
I probably won't be able to run it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a Windows Vista thing, isn't it? Like DirectX 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm avoiding Vista as long as I can.
It's going to go away soon.
I hope so.
I think XP 2 is going to come out instead.
XP squared.
It'll still be Microsoft.
Yeah. You can run it on Linux. All right, so you got some rants there, Andy?
I just want to talk
more. Is that
more...
gum on my table?
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
There's no animal products
Andy,
in it.
You know better than that.
I don't think he does.
Well, that's why you don't. See, because you can hear them smacking.
All right.
I'm not chewing. It's just Nick.
That's for you to put the gum in.
Yeah, I'm a smacker.
And then you're eating it? Ah, come on. And then you're putting it back on the table?
You'd be surprised the amount of things Andy puts in his mouth.
Now I'm going to get hepatitis if I touch that piece of cloth. Oh,
don't touch it.
It should really be sanitized.
All right, I want to just mention, once again, my disappointment with game release dates and them actually being in the stores. It sucks because a game will come out, you know, movies come out on Tuesdays for DVD. Always. Games almost always come out on Tuesday, but they're never in the store on Tuesday unless it's a big game.
And they gotta be shipped on the same truck.
No, or see, something. They're not. See, this is why I brought it back up, because I found out, I did some research into it. And apparently the reason they don't do that is because of all these people who, you know, like the big games, when they release them early, like when they're having big releases, like for Halo 3, things like that, and people break the street dates, that's why they do that. They don't ship it out because they expect people to break the street dates. So it's the store's fault for selling stuff early that we can't get them on the days that they're actually supposed to be released, and we have to wait like
so it's 1 to 3 days.
Yes. Stupid stores. If they were trustworthy, we could have them earlier. But I hate that. It's always a waiting game. It's like, oh, this game came out this week. Let me go into the store 3 days in a row to see if it's actually there.
It's not.
No good.
Yeah.
That's my rant.
I don't have a rant. You guys?
No.
Right.
Not about gaming.
Nothing at the moment. Yeah.
All right, we'll give shout-outs. Give a shout-out to my wife, Ashley, and the lady at the Target for not selling me Orange Box.
Why would you shout-out to that?
She's a bitch. Nah, she checked her little piece of paper. Oh, yeah, see, it doesn't come out till tomorrow. She couldn't help it.
What she was looking for was a bribe.
Yeah, she wouldn't break them for me. Come on. Just
she
let me
was
steal
like,
it.
It doesn't come out till tomorrow.
Did you offer her anything? I lifted up my shirt
and tweaked the nipple. Did nothing.
Nothing for her?
Security came over at that point.
Did you show the pictures?
No, I didn't have them at the time.
Okay. Shout out to Jenna, who, by the way, apparently went to school with that guy from Viva Pinata.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Wow, interesting. Interesting. Did Andy tell you the Viva Pinata story?
No.
He can tell you on the way home.
We won't go into it now. Sean. Shout out to Sean and Nick.
Thanks for coming out.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
From Illinois.
Yep.
They flew down just for this
That's
right.
Hour-long thing.
That's right.
That's dedication.
We came, we saw, we got the t-shirt. Now we gotta go.
You got a t-shirt?
Got any shout-outs for anybody?
No. I don't know anybody. Everybody I know is in this room.
Nick?
No, I'm good.
He doesn't even want to. You don't want to shout out to your wife and kids?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'll shout out to his wife and kids.
I'm your real dad.
You mean his kids in parentheses?
They're too young to know.
So. Play us out there, Josh. What you got on the jams?
Cool song from Grant.
I like the background noise here. It's so much different than what we do at my house. My house, it's a dog and Santana yelling. Your house, it's like little kids.
Plus, there's
drum set.
Plus, there's carpet here, so it helps absorb a lot of sound. Nah, wrong key.
What song is that supposed to be? I thought you were playing some Misfits.
Oh, I was supposed to, yeah, that's right. Let me,
all that practice for nothing. You'll never make it in Carnegie Hall.
So that's what you meant by playing me out, playing us out. My bad, my bad. Alright, here we go.
Oh, you stopped the real music for this?
So it. Nobody knows go. This song?
No.
I don't even know what you're playing.
I'll do it acoustic style.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Corpse all hang, headless and limp. Bodies with no surprise, and the blood drains down like a devil's rain. We'll bathe tonight.
Nope, don't know it.
I want your skull. No.
No.
I need your skull. Nothing?
No.
That's a good Halo 3 song.